Last year, Cardiff won the Shield for the 11th time in a row, but Swansea won bragging rights at the home of Welsh rugby. This year, both teams will be looking for revenge, but only one university will rise. The Welsh Varsity 2014 on Express Radio.
Here, reporting on the American football.
Ladies basketball.
The netball.
Cardiff swimming team.
We're proud to say Express Radio has been with you every step of the way.
Becky from the ladies Cardiff rugby team.
I'm here with Caitlin Gilmore.
Coach of Cardiff ladies football club.
Yeah, it was a really tough game, but it was so good to get the win.
Bringing you all the coverage of the sports which you needed.
Still 0-0 between Cardiff and Swansea.
Swansea have won here.
One is wearing red and one is wearing green. How does this work, guys?
We see the light in each other and we're alright.
Just today.
It comes down to our team.
Huddle's happening on the pitch right now.
Oh, he's walking away. He has left.
You may have seen our street team around it. They have a purple dinosaur called X-Rex, and he's been taking photos with both Swansea and Cardiff fans, which are up on the Express Radio Facebook page.
We do have a brand new app available to download right now on iTunes and Google Play. We've got reporters all around the city, and the latest is from the badminton. Caitlin Gilmore, who was the Cardiff number 2 seed, has defeated Swansea's first and second seed players in straight games. She is the first player in varsity history to score 21-0 in a game.
We can confirm the name of the injured player for the ladies basketball team.
Yeah, Laura Shanahan was the injured player who was taken off. First aid was administered and then she was taken to hospital.
If you've been to varsity today, if you're going to be at the rugby, then we want to know about it. Tweet us at Express Radio. The hashtag is Welsh Varsity.
I'm going to hand over now to Bethan Lyons and Greg Landon, who will take you through the play-by-play commentary for the varsity main rugby match, Cardiff University versus Swansea University on Express Radio.
So you can just hear the final words of Mein Hyn Fadfa Nhadau, the Welsh national anthem. We are here in the Millennium Stadium, the home of Welsh rugby.
And just a penalty try, that's not surprising at all. Cardiff definitely coming through offside there, coming splintering around from the scrum, tackling a man without the ball. That has to be a penalty try. The referee's got that absolutely right. And that is the first try here of Welsh Varsity 2014. Terrible result for Cardiff in the last 5 minutes. Penalty try, and they've had that yellow card to Alad Rees.
I am now joined by Ross Martinovic.
You know, as I said, they'll be staying in there at half-time now. I said they'll be make sure they come out fast, make sure they keep hold of the ball, and as I said, just make sure they deny those Swansea, those field positions.
Swansea try here. So they will take the lead here in Welsh Varsity 2014 on 43 minutes. Great start to the second half for them.
If Thomas kicks this really could be the changing point of the game. This could be where Swansea runs away with it.
I think what may have happened there is Arthur Ellis threw the pass inside. I think it may have been knocked down and backwards by a Swansea hand, which would mean the try would stand. From the resulting rebound, it fell to Flatty, who just dotted it down under the poles.
Cardiff were penalised there for holding onto the ball, and this could be it. This could be the end of the game.
Heartbreak for Cardiff. They tried so hard at the end there, but they could not get those points back. Alid, what do you think was the main factor for Cardiff losing today?
I thought James Thomas was absolutely outstanding at the breakdown, but I think that cutting edge from Swansea was the big difference.
This is an example of the golfing class between the teams. Nicky Thomas played in Junior World Championship final for Wales against England last June, and he's playing against the fresher in Tom Boot for Cardiff.
Cardiff have won the Shield, but yet again, Swansea have been victorious in the rugby. I now hand back to Rob England in the studio to take you through the day's events.